This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, here for another podcast. All right. A lot of you may have heard my podcast sometime, I want to say early of last year. And those that haven't heard it, not a problem, but let me review a little bit before I get into the podcast itself and explain what it's about. All right, you guys are probably in the same boat as I am. There was a podcast I did on the Roger app, Roger Talk More Often, I think it was. And it was a fantastic app because it allowed us to talk to each other by audio. And we were able to talk back and forth and leave messages for each other, and then we can come back to it. But the biggest factor of it was the grouping. And people love the Roger when they can just do a group chat with a bunch of people by audio. And it made a very fantastic app. The audio quality was just above, it was just fantastic recording. Much, much better than you can get some other apps out there. And so, the sad news is that Roger decided to end. My gosh, it was a very short life, and they're gone. And so, a lot of people have been going out there frantically trying to figure out a replacement, and something that would stay around, and something that was a good interface. And then I'm going to go into some details why I like about this app that I found. Okay? All right, without further ado, this app is called Threema. T-H-R-E-E-M, as in Mary, A, Threema. It is a paid app, but here's the deal, guys. What I love about the Threema is it's extremely accessible. I don't know if the developer knew this was extremely accessible or he has been working with somebody. Regardless, this is a fantastic replacement app that I found for Roger. Couple people have pointed me in this direction, so thank you to those people who have pointed this out to me. And lo and behold, when I got into the app, oh my gosh, there was a bunch of other people that I knew that were already using it, so I'm just kind of like getting late to the game. So hopefully, for those that have been looking for a replacement for Roger, check this out. It's called Threema. All right. Now, Threema has there's some differences about it than the Roger app. Okay, the biggest difference is that you can actually do physical chat, so you can type chat back and forth along as well as send each other files, pictures, sounds, along with audio. So this what makes it really compelling, and on top of that, it is a extremely secured app. It is one of those app that takes two pairing, so that means you have to have a key and I have a key, and we pair it together, and that message is encrypted. That means that only that person I send it to and person come back to me can only read that. None of the information is stored on the server, so they have no clue and they cannot decrypt it. Another nice thing about Threema is that there is no personal information being stored on the server or anything, so you are totally secured. And this is a one advantage, not that we need that, but this what makes it very compelling that you got all this and it can disappear once you delete it, it's deleted. Nothing's being stored on the server, as I mentioned before, and I'll kind of explain when it does get stored on the server and what gets stored on the server and then how long and that sort of stuff. So yes, there are other apps. People will say, hey, I use WhatsApp. I use Voxer, I use Zello. Hey, you know what? I hope that it works for you, and I think they're good apps, but there's two problems with those. One, the only way I can get contact with people, and people can call me, contact me and stuff like that, is by phone numbers. I hate that. I don't want people to know my phone number, and I think you don't want people to know your number either, especially when you get a group together like this and you just want to be able to contact each other and stuff like that without having any worries that they have your phone numbers. So that's the number one rule. So WhatsApp, Voxer, those are out because they use phone numbers. Zello, the problem with Zello is the interface is, I think the interface really is least to be desired. I'll be that polite. I think the audio quality is terrible. It does have a great advantage that you can use it as a walkie-talkie style, but you know, this is not a Wi-Fi, or I'm sorry, it's not a walkie-talkie style, but it is somewhat kind of like that, but it isn't in real time. So, I mean, as soon as I send an audio to you, you'll get it, of course, and you can hear it, but it's not like real time. You can listen to them talk as it gets being sent. So Zello is great for that, but with those two exceptions that I mentioned, the interface and the audio quality, and I just have not had great history with Zello. So, Threema, I am pretty confident about this because, number one, it's been around for many, many years. It's been around for like 3-4 years, and I know this one's going to stay around, and that's what makes it so compelling over Roger. And unfortunately, we didn't know that they were just going to fall off the face of the earth. And reason, you know, they were having some monetized issues, and so I get that. And they're working on something called Fika. I'm not real excited about it just because I'm just worried that it's going to go to the wayside too, so I'm not going to waste my time. So, but I am going to spend my time on Threema, and I hope you do too. So I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as I do. So without further ado, let's go to Threema.
Threema.
All right.
Double tap to open. Actions available.
We're going to double tap this to open up Threema.
Threema. Cancel. Alert. Touch ID for Threema.
Okay. I set up Touch ID so make it more secure so nobody can get into it but me.
Edit. Button.
Okay. All right. So there's four tabs along the bottom. That's all there is. It's pretty simple. When you first set it up, you'll have to touch the screen and you just follow the direction. The first setup you'll get is that you got to move your finger around, and what that does is that it creates a key based on all the different methods and moves you make, and then you just follow the steps to the next. And if you want to, you can give them phone numbers and email, and I'll explain that in a bit too, but just kind of going through the setup. Once you get that set up, then they give you an ID, and that ID you can pass around to other friends, and that's how they can add you and stuff like that. So at the bottom left,
contacts tab, 1 of 4.
As you can hear, there's four things. There's contacts,
selected, messages tab,
messages,
2 of 4. My ID tab, 3 of 4.
ID.
Settings tab, 4 of 4.
And lastly, settings. All right, as I always do, I'm going to dive in right into settings, and I'm going to show you within
selected,
settings.
Settings tab, 4 of 4.
I'm going to go to the top here.
Settings heading.
Okay. As I swipe to the right,
privacy button.
Okay, there's different elements in here you can turn on and off. I'll show you most of the things in here. Some of the things get way over my head, and I don't think for the most part, for most people, are not going to have to worry about it. All right. Now, if you double tap on privacy,
settings, back button.
I'm going to go to the right.
Privacy, heading, contacts, heading, sync contacts, switch button. On.
All right.
Double tap to toggle setting.
That's pretty self-explanatory. So if you want to sync with contacts, and I do, and there is a reason I do that, and no, they do not get any of the address book of contacts on their server. My understanding of how it works is that it will compare some information down on the server to see if anybody matches those phone numbers and emails that you may have already had in the contacts. And then they'll bring back the results, and then that gets deleted off their server. It's a hash, so it means it's encrypted, and then it gets deleted and wiped off. So that's the only time they see it, I believe. That's my understanding how it works. If I didn't say that right, my apologies, but that's how I understand it. But anyway, they don't have your contacts, so you have no worries of that, okay? I encourage you to turn it on. That's how you can find your friends pretty quickly. If you have a lot of people in your contacts from in the visually impaired community, okay?
Exclusion list button.
Exclusion list. If you double tap on that, that's pretty much self-explanatory. If you want to exclude people from your list, you don't want them to be on your contact list, you can remove them and exclude them.
Block unknown.
Now, you have the option to turn on off block unknown.
Block unknown. Switch button off. Anybody can send you a message. New contacts will be added automatically when their first message arrives.
Okay. That's pretty self-explanatory. So I keep it on because, well, there's a lot of you out there, obviously, and not in my contacts, right? So if I had that blocked, I would never get you. So it's kind of a catch-22. I'm going to, you know, if you get some creeper, somebody you don't want, you can always block them, which is a good news, but I just keep this off. But if you are paranoid and you just only want to talk to people on that on your contact list, you can just go ahead and just turn that back on, and then you'll get nobody that's unknown. So they have to be in your contact list before it'll show up.
Hide stale contacts.
Okay, hide stale contacts. That's exactly what it means. If people only contact you once or twice and something, and many days go by, the many moons goes past, and you haven't heard from them, they'll just simply drop from your contacts. So if you can turn this on or off if you want.
Hide stale contacts. Switch button off.
All right.
Double
for
tap
me,
the
I just keep
setting.
It off. You know, because the way I see it is that maybe I don't talk to them very often, but on a blue moon, I do want to talk to them or whatever, have not. That way I can still have them on my contact list, okay?
All contacts are shown.
Okay.
Chat. Heading.
And then we have the chat.
Send read receipts. Send read receipts. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Pretty self-explanatory. Do you want the time of your chats?
Send typing indicator. Send typing indicator. Switch button on.
That's always a good thing
Double
to have.
Double tap to choose POIs. Choose POIs. Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Quite know what the choice of POIs. I know you can send location to each other and stuff like that, but I'm not exactly know what that means.
Contacts. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, and then we're at the bottom, so that is it for the privacy. Let's go back to the top left.
Settings. Back button.
Mm-hmm.
Settings. Settings. Privacy.
And then we'll go to the right.
Notifications.
All right.
Button.
Notifications.
Notifications. Notifications. Settings.
Go
back
to the
button.
Right.
Notifications. In-app. Heading. Sounds. Sounds. Switch button. On.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Pretty self-explanatory, so if you want the sound to come on for notifications.
Vibrate. Vibrate. Switch button. On.
Vibration.
Preview. Preview. Switch button. On.
Mm-hmm.
Push notifications. Heading. Sound. Loop. Button.
Okay. So now you can change the sounds of the push notifications. So if you double tap on this, it'll bring up a list of all the different sounds. I'm not going to show you all the different sounds. It's something you can play on your own. You can have different sounds for notifications and different sounds for groups. So as I swipe to the right.
Group notifications.
Here's a group notification.
Group notifications. Switch button on.
Okay, I do
Double
want
tap
that
to toggle
on
setting.
Because I do want to get notified when a group is contacting me.
Group sound, glass, button.
Okay, so there's a sound there. You just double tap on that, and that brings up a present another list of sounds.
Contacts, tab, 1 of 4.
And then we're done with this area. Now let's go back.
Settings,
top
back
left.
Button.
Get out of there.
Settings, settings, notifications, button.
Okay.
Chat display button.
All right. This has some things
chat
in here.
Chat display settings back button.
Not all for visually low vision folks. People with low vision are going to like this. You have more customization how you want it to look and the font size and stuff like that. This is going to be great for you. So let me go to the right here.
Chat display heading wallpaper heading reset wallpaper button dark theme.
Mm-hmm.
Dark theme. Switch button, off. 16 points, font size, button. Show received message time.
Okay, so most of that is something that's worthy for low vision, so you can change the background, your if you want the different theme, and the font size. Now, this notification for the area here.
Show received message time.
Yeah, receive time.
Show received message time. Switch button, off.
I
Double
haven't
tap to toggle
off.
Setting.
If this is important to you when it was received, you just turn this on.
Return key equals send.
Keyboard.
Return key equals send. Switch button off.
Okay. So for
double tap to toggle setting.
If you want to use the keyboard for chatting back and forth and you want to hit enter to send, you can turn that option on if you're a Bluetooth keyboard user.
Contacts. Tab. 1 of 4.
And then we're done with this section.
Settings. Back
Let's
button.
Go back.
Settings. Settings. Chat display. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Media. Button.
All right. Media. This is the media that you get back and forth. There's not much in here to show
media,
you.
Media. Settings. Back button.
Nothing that's really going to affect us a lot, but let me show you what's in here.
Media. Heading. Image size. Medium. Button.
You can change the image size. If somebody sends you an image, you can say, I want the lowest quality, medium quality, the highest quality. It just depends on, I would understand if somebody sends you some horrendously huge picture that if you're in your data, in your cell area, that you would probably go rip your hair out because it's chewing up all your data. So you can go in here and set it to real small, whatever, have not. I think I will change this to small and low qualities because it doesn't mean anything to me. But if somebody does send me something, that it's not going to chew up all my data. So that's just something to think about, okay?
Video quality, high button.
There's a video quality. Somebody sends you a video. Again, what quality do you accept it?
Save media to camera roll.
And then you get the option, do you want to automatically save it to your camera roll?
Save media to camera roll. Switch button, off.
So if you want your video as a picture, and you can save it automatically if you wish.
Contacts, tab,
1 of 4. We're back here. So that is it for the media.
Settings, back button.
Go back.
Settings, media. Passcode lock, on, button.
Okay, the passcode lock. As you hear, do you want this on or off? I have it secured, so when you turn this on, and if you do have Touch ID for your device, you can turn this on and off. If you don't have a Touch ID, you can use the passcode that you use to get into your phone, stuff like that. So you can use that for security, or you don't have to use it at all. Once again, this is a pretty secured app. That's why they offer it.
Network status, connected.
It just tells us that we're connected actively right now. It just kind of gives you an idea.
Version 2.8.2.2167.
Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, not only this app has been out for about 3 or 4 years, but they do regularly update it quite often. So it's not something they just update and forget. So I think there's been like 2 or 3 updates since Christmas. So it gives you an idea. So it's been about, 3 months? So that's not bad. That's pretty good. And that makes me know that that they're putting a lot of effort into this.
Invite a friend button.
All right. You can invite a friend. Really, this doesn't do much. It was kind of, I was hoping that I could just send this out to a friend by email and then tell them what my ID is so they can join me, but it doesn't. All it says is, hey, I'm now on Threema, please join me, and they give you a link to where they can download it, and that's about it. That is it. Which, speaking of that, it is cross-platform, which is really cool about Threema, so it does work with the Android and iPhone, and believe it or not, I do think they do have a Windows software. I don't know how accessible it is, but that is something to think about, okay?
Threema channel button.
Here's a Threema channel. You can join it. I've joined it. It all it does is just subscribes you to it, and whenever they have new updates or notification they want you to know about by the Threema people, it will send you notification about that.
Support button.
Support, this is where you can go and get support. They have a help section in there that's really good if you want to read more about the in-depth how the pairing works and how the security works on this. It gets kind of complicated, and I'll kind of explain that to you in the end, what some of the things you need to realize about this kind of a software, okay?
License button. Mm-hmm. Advanced button.
There's advanced area. I'm not going to go in there. There is absolutely, it goes right over my head. There's nothing in there that I would even touch.
Contacts tab.
All right.
1 of 4.
So that's pretty much the settings. Now I'm going to go to
setting. Selected. Advanced. Selected. Settings tab.
Bottom right
4
where the settings is. I'm going to work backwards. I'm going to go to the left. I'm going to go to the third one. So that'd be the second from the right.
My ID tab.
It's my
3
ID.
3 of 4.
Double tap on that. Now, a word of note. I just want to tell you, if you just use your finger to touch the screen at the top right.
Camera button.
Where it says camera. Right below the camera, I want to show you something.
Camera button. Threema ID camera button.
I lost it. There's a QR code there, and it will pop up, and I'll explain what the QR code is when I get done with my ID. So let's go back to the top left.
My ID heading.
There it is. To go to the right.
Camera.
There's
button.
Camera. I'll explain what the camera does. It has nothing to do with taking a picture of yourself or anything. It has more to do with security to get better security clearance. And I'll explain that when we get to the contacts.
Threema ID, A5BVMVAW.
All right. There's your Threema ID. This is the ID you give all your friends. Mine is Alpha 5 Bravo Victor Mary Victor Alpha Whiskey. So that is A5BVMVAW. No, I'm sorry, it's BVMVAW. So A5BVMVAW. So hopefully I said that right. So it's Alpha 5 Bravo Victor Mary Victor Alpha Whiskey. That's my 3MA ID. If you'd like to put me on your 3MA, go for it. I would love to see you. And we'll explain a little more. One more to the right.
Key fingerprint, 42 Feb 97 B 56 F 50.
This is one long character, and there's a long story behind it, but it's part of the pairing process of how it secures between people. It takes that and encrypts it with yours, and then it becomes very impossible to crack. So that's just a thumbprint of a security ID of yours. It doesn't mean anything. You can't give it to your friends or anything. It automatically takes it when you send the messages back and forth.
Linked email, Thomas at the Mickey House. Okay.
So right now, I went ahead and gave them my email and phone number. The nice thing about this is that, again, it's not required, and you don't have to have it. And if you do give it to them, they don't have any of this information. Again, this is cool. What it does, if you link it, that means that they verify who you are. So I had to send my email, and they send a response back to my email, and I respond back. And so that makes it verify that they got a trust from that email. So I am good with that. Phone number.
Link number plus.
So that's my phone number there. They actually had to send me a text, and then I had to reply back. And with that, that means they linked up and verified that is my real number. Now, of course, anybody could spoof these things. I'm sure if you're a wisecracker and all that stuff, a hacker, whatever, have not, I'm sure you could spoof that, but it's highly unlikely people that we're going to deal with. If you get some weird people you don't know who is contacting you, then I would just not bother with them. But I do this for one reason. And the reason I do this is because it linked me up again and gets me a level up. And I'm going to explain the three different levels when we get to the contacts, okay? And I keep saying that, but it'll make sense when we get to the different levels, and I'll explain why the different levels are where they are.
Linking your email address or phone number to your ID lets other people find you on 3MA automatically if they have you in their address book.
Correct. So if you have my phone number or email in your contacts, it'll automatically show me up on your 3MA contacts, okay?
Nickname, Anonymous, button.
Okay, this is where you can set up your nickname. Of course, Anonymous, so that's set up for Anonymous. That will come up as when you go through the setup process, you get yourself a nickname. If you don't like your nickname, you can come back in here, double tap that, and change your nickname. It's the same for your phone number and email. You can change that anytime because it's not linked to your real 3MA ID. They don't really care. It's just for you and your friends is why you're linking it. So again, 3MA doesn't know anything about you other than your ID.
The nickname is displayed to the receiver when they get a push notification for a message from you.
Okay.
Backup button.
Backup. Each time you create a 3MA ID, just one time only, when you create your 3MA ID, back it up. And you want to do a backup, okay? And how this works is that it's going to back up somewhere into the cloud, and you'll get an email that gives you all the information if you ever need to restore your 3MA account on a new phone. So if your phone dies or you get a new phone, when you install 3MA again on that new device, because it's a new device, it's going to not remember anything you've done before, okay? So you're going to have to retrieve all the information that's encrypted in the cloud, and to be able to retrieve that information, the only way you're going to do that is you do a backup. So I encourage you to back up, and so that way you have a backup so you won't lose the information that you had. Otherwise, if you don't do this, you're going to have to create a whole new 3MA ID and get
messages,
get with your friends and get all the contacts again. So you have to do it all over again. The security is so tight on this, that is how it's worked, because there's nothing on the server side. You have to back up your information so they know who you are. Okay.
Link number plus linking your email nickname, and the nickname is displayed. Backup button, ID replication password, not.
Okay. ID replication. I'm not 100% sure what this is, but my understanding, if something ever happened to your account on your phone, if you have this turned on, they'll give you a passcode that you can use to revoke your three-month ID. So if you have any concern that somebody will ever steal something, you don't want them to fall in their own hand or whatever have not, you can go to their website with this passcode, and then you can just totally rip out the ID entirely. So automatically delete it. Or if you're tired of everything, you just want to get rid of it.
Delete ID button.
You can just do delete ID. And that's pretty much it for my ID.
Contacts tab, 1 of 4.
All right, let's go to the bottom left for the contacts. Let's go ahead and do the first one here. Double tap. Go to
edit
top left
button.
There's your edit. All right, as I swipe to the right,
selected contacts button.
Okay,
1 of 2.
You have your contacts,
groups button,
and your groups.
2 of 2.
This is the beauty of it. Now you can just contact individually, or you can make a group up like we did in Roger and have it the way it was. But most of all, it's all secured. It's really cool. So let's go to the right.
Add button.
And here's your add button. If I double tap on add.
Add. Text field is editing. ID. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
This is where you add your friends. If they're not on your contacts already, and you got to get their 3MA ID. So for me, you put this Alpha 5, Bravo, Victor, Mary, Victor Alpha Whiskey, and then put it in there, and that will automatically sync up with me, and then you can send a chat to me, either whether by messages or by audio. Feel free to do so. I encourage you. I might even do a group. I'm not sure yet if I want to do that yet. So something I'm thinking about. So anyway, that's how you do that. So let's get out of here.
Edit button.
Okay.
Selected groups. Add button.
There's your add button. When you hit add in the contacts, that's how you do it individually. If you go to groups and do an add, so I have to double tap on group and then do an add, that's how you can create your group. And then from the group, you can add individuals that are on your contacts. So once you get all your friends on your contacts, then you can add them to your groups. Okay.
Search field.
Now you're going
to
hear all the
double
people that are
it.
On my contacts, and they were already here before I was, so I'm jealous you guys found out about this before I did. So you're going to hear some very noticeable names you probably heard of.
Table index. Adjustable.
Let's see what we got here.
Jeff Bishop. FMRWH9ZZ. Medium verification level.
All right.
Actions available.
Now, there's three things you heard here. First, you heard Jeff Bishop. We all know Jeff Bishop from Main Menu. And then we also heard his 3MA ID. That was his 3MA ID that I just announced. And then it said it was a medium level, which there are three levels. There's low, medium, and high. It's a trust level. There's a low trust, a medium trust, and a high trust. And remember when I was telling you about how you link it with your your phone and your email? That's how you can increase the trust level. Because he has linked his email and phone number, and I've linked my phone number and email. We know that we trust each other. I mean, obviously I know Jeff Bishop, but the whole point of this is to make it even more secure that you know who you're talking to and you're really talking to that person. So there's a lot of paranoia thoughts into this, but it's got some really good thoughts putting into it. Now, there's only one way to make it high trust, and that is to physically see the person themselves. And back in the My ID, there's a QR code, and it's right below the camera. And that camera button, if you show, let's just say Jeff and I meet up, okay, and I want to make his trust level up to high, the only way I'd be able to do that, and that is physically, I totally trust it because I'm right there with Jeff. Jeff would show me his My ID page, and that QR code is there. I would double tap on that camera and double tap it, and then I scan his QR code, and boom, and that gives me high level trust status. Well, none of that's going to happen unless they come down here to Kansas City where I go visit them or whatever have not. So it's never going to be high level, but knowing that they're medium level and they're already in my contacts, that's going to be great. Now, the downside is that if you were to contact me, it depends on your, if you linked up with your phone number and your email. Now, let me explain this to you, okay? If you do link it up and mine's already linked up, we're going to get the medium level. So I have a high trust or a better trust level that I know that it's really you. But I also want to make this very clear. Just because you have your phone number and email linked up doesn't mean the other person will be able to know what that is. So that's the great, that's the cool part. So you can be my friend and we can have medium level trust without you ever knowing my phone number and email. Okay? I hope that makes sense. That's the only way to do it from low, medium to high. So the high you can only do when you see the actual person, they show you the QR code.
H, heading, Garth Humphreys, Stan Crosswell, medium verification level.
Same thing.
Actions available. R, heading, Randy Rusnak, BXXDSMW2, medium verification level.
Another medium?
Actions available.
We all know Randy.
T, heading, Jeff Thompson, K5H4XJD9, medium verification level.
So,
actions available.
These are all the friends that I have on right now. Jeff Thompson from the Blind Abilities, if you don't know that, great guy. And so we can contact any of these people if I want. I'll keep going to the right.
Star, heading.
And then we get into the star. I'll start with this. This is the Threema that I connected with him.
Tilde Threema channel, star Threema, lowest verification level.
You hear that?
Action is available.
So that's the lowest. So, it's kind of ironic that it is Threema themselves, and they give themselves the lowest. So you would think that it would be high, but for some reason they got the lowest. So that just tells you you have a low trust that it's really them. But it's just ironic. I just think it's kind of funny because I know it came from the app. But anyway, that shows you that. Okay? Now the groups, it's the same way. You'll get the group name, and if you double tap on that, you'll see the groups. I'm not going to show you that too much because it's pretty redundant. All right? Now, anytime you want to see their information, so let's go back up to
R, heading, Randy Rusnak, BXXDSMW2, medium verification level.
I'm going to double tap on this.
Actions available. Randy Rusnak, back button.
There's not a whole lot in here, but there is some important things I wanted to show you, and that's why I'm going in here. So if you ever get a person and you're not sure who they are, or if you do know what they are, you can find out a little information about them, but you can also set there's some flags here. I can show you what you can do.
Randy Rusnak, heading, camera, button.
Camera, that turns it on. So if you're with Randy, you can, the camera's there again, so you can scan his QR code.
Randy Rusnak, button.
Now, because I have in my contacts, all that does is that if I double tap that, it'll go to his contacts. You know, it'll have his email, his phone number, and all that, just like if you were going into Apple contacts.
Threema ID, BXXDSMW2.
Okay. That's a Threema ID.
Nickname, Bigar.
His nickname?
Linked contact, Randy Rusnak. Button.
Okay. So it's telling me how I am linked with him. I'm linked with Randy by my contacts. That's how I found him. Okay?
Member in groups, zero. Button.
He's not in any groups that I have, so he's not a member.
Medium verification level. Button.
He's at medium level, and I explained what the different levels are.
Key fingerprint, 30FC5683.
Now, that's his fingerprint. That's his pairing key, his public pairing key.
Send message button.
Now, if you want to send a message directly, you can do it from here or you can do it in the message tab. So this is one way to get to the message, but I'm going to keep going to the right.
Email conversation button.
Mm-hmm.
Scan ID button.
I can scan his ID.
No push notifications.
Okay. Here comes the part that I was wanting to tell you about, the notification.
No push notifications. Switch button. Off.
You can turn this on. So if you don't want to get any notification from this person, you can just turn this on. And that is how you can just, if somebody's annoying you, but you don't want to delete them, you can just push this, just double tap on this, and the notification won't buzz your phone to tell them that you have a message waiting for you from Threema. And so you can turn that on or off. So it's a really nice feature there, that how you can turn off personalized notification per person.
Lock contact.
Now, if you get some weirdo and you don't know who this person are,
lock contact. Switch button off.
You can turn this on. Double tap and the toggle setting. That person, so they won't ever send you another Threema. So that's a nice feature there. And that's all this does for when you double tap on their name. Okay.
Selected. Contacts. Tab. 1 of 4.
Now that I showed you that, let's go to the message.
Messages. Tab. 2 of 4.
That's the second option down the bottom left is that tab. So go to message.
Selected. Messages. Tab. 2 of 4.
And I'll go to the top.
Edit. Button.
There's the edit.
Messages. Heading. Compose. Button.
There's your compose. Automatically, when you open up Threema, it's always going to dump you right into the message tab, and this is where you can do a compose or find out who's been sending you what. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Randy Rusnak, March 1st, 2017 at 11.05 p.m. from Randy Rusnak. Audio.
Okay.
Actions available.
So this is the last time we had any type of discussions was with Randy Batch on March 1st. And it tells me that it was an audio that he sent me. And this is the conversation. So that is kind of like a thread. So you're going to have to open this up by double tapping. Otherwise, you keep swiping to the right.
Contacts. Tab.
You'll see other people threads in here. So you might have a group that you have going on that will be a thread. If you have another person you're talking to, that would become a thread as well. So let's go back to my...
Randy Rusnak.
I'm going to go ahead and do a one-finger double tap to open it up.
Text field is editing. Now, new line. Character
puts you right
insertion
into
point
the text message. So you can send him a text, and I will show you in a few minutes what else you can do. So if you go to the top left.
Messages. Back button.
You can go back. Go to the right.
Randy Rusnak.
Mm-hmm.
Edit. Button.
You can edit.
Wednesday, March 1, 2017. Heading. Randy Rusnak. Audio. 1 minute. 49 seconds. Sent. March 1st, 2017 at 10:12 p.m.
Tells you everything, time and date, and there's an audio. You double tap on that, you can listen to it.
Me. Audio, 1 minute, 21 seconds, read. March 1st, 2017 at 10:46 p.m.
Okay, so that says me, when it was sent, and did you hear it says read or read? That means that he received it and read it. So you know when they read it, it'll send you a read receipt back, and you'll get that message so you know that they got it or not. So if I do it more.
Me. Audio, 29 seconds, read. March 1st, 2017 at 10:46 p.m. Randy Rusnak. Audio, 18 seconds, sent. March 1st, 2017 at 11:05 p.m.
So you can see the conversation coming back and forth, back and forth. So it was him, me, then him. So you can see how the conversation, the newest one is on the bottom, the oldest one is at the top. Now the edit button at the top left, this is how you clear out your history, and you can wipe that out. Now, I want to make a big note of that and emphasize why you want to do this, okay? Number one, because none of this is being stored on the server, you are receiving all this stuff onto your phone. So, each of these audio, videos, pictures, everything, will get stored onto your device. So, this is a real audio that came down and downloaded on my device. So, that means it's taking up space. The more conversation you have by audio, the more space it's going to take. So I want to make that you very aware of that, because what happened is that our messages gets encrypted with the two pairing keys I was telling you about. So when you put the two together, it creates this really tight encryption that nobody can crack, and Threema has no access. If I send him a message, it's going to stay on the server, okay? It'll stay on the server for 14 days. So within that 14 days, whenever Randy comes into his Threema, he will get a notification there's a message waiting for him that I send him. When he opens up Threema, it'll automatically download that message, whatever it contains, and downloads it onto his device, and then it gets securely wiped on their server. So they don't have the message anymore. So everything gets cleaned off on their side, but it gets downloaded on your side. So every so often, you're going to have to want to clear it out. And so you just go to the top left where it's the edit button. And then at the top left again is a clear all. Okay. And you can clear out the whole thing. You want to do that every so often, especially on those with the smaller devices. If you got like a 16 gig models or even a 32, you probably want to erase it often, especially if you have a lot of people in your group going back and forth. Okay. Now, if you swipe to, just keep going to the right, so the conversation's done.
Text field is editing.
New line. Text field.
Character mode. Insertion point at end.
So I can send him a text, or I can go to the right.
Send media or location.
I can send him a media or location. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap, because past this.
Send. Button.
It's a send, and past this.
Cap eye. prediction
is a keyboard.
Actions available.
So the keyboard was already for the text message, but I'm not going to do that. I want to send them an audio.
Send. Send media or location. Button.
Double tap.
Send media alert. Take photo or video. Button.
Okay. What do you want to do? You want to send them a picture or a video?
Choose existing. Button.
Or you can choose an existing one off your phone.
Share location. Button.
You can share the location. This will actually send them a map exactly where you are. That could be useful if you want to send somebody that can see and be able to locate it. If you swipe enough, you will eventually get to the address that you're at. It's not really, really accessible. I mean, it'll read everything to you, but it's a map. And right in the located, right in the middle is your address. So if one is blind, they can work hard enough to go down there and find the address. So I guess if you're lost or somebody and you want to send them a location where you are to pick you up or something, I guess that'd be useful.
Record audio. Button.
There it is. That's what I want to do, but I'm going to go show you what else you can do.
Create poll. Button.
You can create a poll. So this would be great in a group. I guess if you want to do a poll with your group or something, you can do that.
Share file. Button.
You can share a file. Yes, you can send each other a number of things. I believe you can send them a PDFs. I thought I read that you can send them an MP3 files and stuff like that. So that can be quite useful if you're sending each other files if you need to.
Cancel. Button.
And then obviously we got cancel. So let's go back to audio.
Share file. Create poll. Record audio. Button.
Okay. All right. The thing I want to tell you about this, once you double tap on this, you're live. You're hot. The mic becomes hot. And you start talking. You just chime away. There is no notification, no sound, no anything to tell you it's doing anything. And then I just do a two-finger double tap, and that will stop the message. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and double tap that.
Record audio.
Hey there, Randy. This is Thomas Donville. Obviously, I'm sending you an audio. Hey, buddy. I'm doing a podcast on Threema. I'm just showing everybody on AppleViz how this works, and I just want to show them what it sounds like and everything. So, you can disregard this if you want to. Thanks, you.
Stop.
All right. You can do one-finger double tap or two-finger double tap to stop it, or you can just hit the stop button.
Voice message. Adjustable. Position 0 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Duration 21 seconds.
It's 21 seconds long.
Record. Button.
Now I can re-record this. If I don't like the message I just heard, you can re-record it by double-tapping on that, and it'll record again.
Play. Button.
And then I can listen to myself. I can double-tap to play to see if that's any good.
Send. Button.
And then lastly, I can send it. So I'll go ahead and double-tap and send it to him.
Send.
And
messages.
Off it goes.
Back button.
So now he got my message, and he'll go, what in the heck? What is Thomas doing? What do you mean, podcast? He's my guinea pig. Sorry, Randy. So let's go back to the, let's look at the conversation here.
Randy Rusnak, audio, Friday, March 3, 2017, heading.
Okay. So this is new. It's Friday.
Me, audio, 21 seconds, sent, today at 10:21 p.m.
Now I sent it. Now, did you see it hasn't been read, so he hasn't read it. Now, when you get the message back, all you have to do is you're on that message. For example, I'm on this one, and he sends you something. All you do is do one-finger double tap to listen to it. So let's do that.
Me.
Hey there,
audio,
Randy.
21 seconds.
This is Thomas Donville. Obviously, I'm sending you an audio. Hey, buddy, I'm doing a podcast on Threema. I'm just showing everybody on AppleViz how this works, and I just want to show them what it sounds like and everything. So you can disregard this if you want to. Thanks, you. All right, so that's how you can listen to the audio back and forth. You just go to the conversation itself, which one you want to listen to, double tap with one finger, and boom, you read it. Now the chat, if you want to send a text message, the text message will appear here as well, and that's how you can see the text message. So you have all sorts of options here that you can do with this baby. So that's pretty much the review I'm going to do on Threema. You can dig in and do all sorts of things you want. I hope I covered everything in here. I think it is a absolute a must. If you're a Roger message and you love it so much and you've been looking for a replacement, get Threema. It is definitely worth the price. It is a paid app. It's a one-time purchase only. I think they're going to be around for a long time because I've seen their history, as I mentioned before. They've been around about 3 or 4 years, so I know they're not going to go anywhere soon, hopefully. And I've seen a lot of updates, and sadly, I won't have to worry about another Roger Fiasco, which they just disappeared. All right. So you pretty much got all the things in here. If you have any questions that you can't figure out, or if you need some more details, how this works and stuff that, please feel free to contact me at thomas@applevis.com or anonymous@applevis.com. It's A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S-E, anonymous. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Thomas_Dombill. And if you find anything of interest that I didn't know about, or I wasn't sure about, or if you found something new, please feel free to put it on AppleViz where you found this podcast and put it in there for other people. And if you have any questions there, you can also leave me a question on there and I'd be happy to answer it there. Or, of course, put me on your Threema contact. Put it on there. If you have any questions or stuff like that, feel free to contact me through Threema. I love to help people and answer any questions I got. I'll answer any questions that you have. Okay? All right. Well, that's going to do for Threema. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.